cook all week long. 7 days a week, I cook in a kitchen. And my favorite place to cook, probably in the whole world, is at a tailgate party.
Cheers, go Niners!
We've been doing this for 22 years. I've been cooking at tailgate parties. So every year, it's like, how do you take the classics and just elevate it to another level? Because you don't want to reinvent the wheel. What you want to do is have it be true to what a tailgate party is. Chicken, ribs, pork, potatoes, bread. Out here with all your friends, having a great time, and then getting to see the 49ers. This is the real thing. Rotisserie chickens, what we do here is we roast whole chickens. We actually, when you roast a chicken, what you want to do is you want to get a chicken with a very, very thick skin. And what that means is it's a chicken that's been plucked. The feathers have been plucked at a third of the speed of a normal chicken. So it gives it a thick skin, keeps all the juices in. So you get all the juices running down it. Right here we have porchetta. We have a pork, a pig that's rolled up and tied. And what we're doing is we're just roasting that on the rotisserie. And underneath it, we got our bread rolls for our pork sandwiches. And we're just letting the chicken and the pork fat drip right on the sandwiches, right on the bread. Then we have our potatoes that have been roasting for the same amount of time. So we're going to roast the potatoes, drip it all, and we have our Carolina ribs. Nick, you want to get us some chicken on the plate?
Yes, sure.
Get our plate started? Look at that. So like I said, the whole thing about a nice thick skin on your chicken is so that the chicken skin doesn't tear, so all the juice stays inside. You want your cutting board to look like this when you're done cutting a chicken. You want to have all the juices there and the juices in the chicken. So give me a little ribs, cut right through those. I'm gonna do our porchetta, nice and thin for our sandwich. Now we take the skin, the crispy skin. We just give this a quick chop. One of our nice dripped on bread rolls. Carolina barbecue sauce, which is a sweeter barbecue sauce. Touch of coleslaw. Gonna squeeze a little lime on our chicken, give it a little acid, balance out the sweetness. So after the coleslaw, we put our beautiful pork skin, crispy pork skin on there. Now we got a sandwich.
This might be a plate for one, but luckily I have my little man here, Anthony Mina, to help me out. So Anthony, we're gonna put this down, we're gonna get loaded up with some sides. We like to load up on a lot of different stuff. We've got magic potatoes. The reason why they're magic is because all the juice from all the dripping strips over them and cooks over them for the, you know, for about 45 minutes. No true Southern barbecue is the same without cornbread, so we've got to have some cornbread. One or two, we'll get two slices of cornbread.
Why not three?
Three it is. There we go. In the piece de resistance, macaroni salad.
So Anthony, you're on sauce today, okay? You're gonna ask me to say, what do you want? Carolina barbecue sauce? Memphis or South Carolina? South Carolina's mustard. Carolina style is nice and sweet. Memphis is nice and spicy.
Can you repeat that for me?
We actually do a meeting every week on the tailgate menu. We have a half hour session on the tailgate menu every week. Me and two of the other chefs, the chef from our N74 and the chef from Bourbon Steak, we sit down and we say, okay, what are we doing? Okay, we're playing Green Bay, right? So what are we gonna make? We're gonna make cheese fondue, we're gonna do this, we're playing Carolina. We're gonna do barbecue pork, we're gonna do chicken, we're gonna do potatoes, whatever it is. Like I said, I mean, the real, to me, the important part is you keep some of the tradition, but you add your own flair.
What do I like? Let's see, the cornbread looks amazing.
You have room for a pork sandwich, right?
I do have room.
All right.
Oh my God, you always have room for your food. This is